In Indiana, we grow a lot of corn for gasoline, but plants like switchgrass and sorghum can be used for fuel too, and producing those fuels creates fewer greenhouse gas emissions. But those plants can also be harder to break down. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, researchers at Purdue University say they've found easier ways of doing it.
The thing that makes woody plants woody is also what makes them hard to turn into fuel, a compound called lignin. But Purdue University researchers have found a way to use genetics to weaken lignin's bonds in poplar trees. They also developed a process to extract lignin without harming the parts of the plant needed for fuel. Biological sciences professor Maureen McCann says these methods could open up more possibilities to use other types of plants, like sorghum.
It's just much more efficient to be able to use the whole body of the plant rather than simply the corn kernel or the grain.
Even when using more than just the grains of the corn plant, Purdue researchers say sorghum can produce 10 times as much biomass per acre as corn. But Purdue researchers say there's still more work to do to make woody plants into fuel more easily and make that fuel cheap enough to compete with gasoline. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.